New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, the gloves are coming off.
Oh, no.
Tom, we've been too nice.
Pull out the receipts.
Food, people we like. It's time to go hard in the paint. Play the drop.
It's time for Off the Wall.
Stop complaining when we win.
You know, differentiating between facts and opinions, people.
I've seen enough to know that I've seen too much.
The conspiracy heard round the Facebook.
Get your tinfoil hats out. Let people enjoy things.
First off, red pen, please. Please.
I can't believe we're talking about it. It's so asinine. It's like I had a thesaurus out looking up ways to describe dumbassery.
Don't send novels to the coaching staff.
Farcical. Absolutely ridiculous.
Here we go now. Off the wall. Two ways we can do this, Tom. Do we want to go chronological? Do we want to go ahead and start with the receipt reading, or do we want to talk about some OKC topics and then backtrack?
I think we should go chronological.
Okay.
Because like I said, I cannot believe we're to the point where we're having to do Off the Wall about people saying stuff about Alabama after they made the World Series, but we do. But let's go chronological first.
All right, here we go. It's time. I've had this one tucked away.
Oh, no.
This is a comment that was written in a comment section of a website that we have often gone after for the things that they write. Rightfully so. I have no regrets whatsoever.
None.
I've never attacked or gone after any content on that website without reason. Oftentimes it's because it's either factually incorrect or done so recklessly that it has to be pointed out.
Yeah.
There is an editor on that site who uses his name. Appreciate that. He often comments in the comment section. He's not the writer, but he's an editor who will comment in the comment section. Back in the preseason, I was sent a screenshot of one of his comments. I'm going to read it. This is his words. I did not write this. This is a human person who is an editor of an Alabama blog site.
That actually puts his name out there.
Yes, who gets paid, apparently.
Hopefully not very much.
For journalism.
Did you go to journalism for that?
Here is the comment. I can't believe I'm about to say this. Honestly, if you're listening with kids, maybe skip ahead 30 seconds. Alabama softball next year is going to be the equivalent of the lot lizard giving blowies at the pilot station. We're going to be black and blue on our scabby knees and looking up into the eyes of a whole lot of scrubs. Direct freaking quote. From an editor of a website in a comment section about Team 28. Now, I held on to this for a while. A, because I felt, first off, at best, this is just really super freaking sexist. You can't say that about anyone, yeah. Let alone a women's sports team. Just absolute asinine. But also, guess what? Freaking false. Alabama made it to the Women's College World Series. They finished sixth in America. If that's what he would call, and I quote, the eyes of a whole lot of scrubs, then he might need to reevaluate how he evaluates the sport. But to write that about college kids, to write that about women, to write that about female athletes, to write that about people in general, it's pretty effed up.
Yeah.
And to especially do that from a position of power at a website, No. So if you needed any more reason to stop giving these people the time of day, this is it. This is what they think about the teams at Alabama. Not cool.
Yeah. I mean, to put out, I would say thinly veiled. It's not even thinly veiled. It's not veiled at all. A sexual description about the way a team plays.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's way beyond the pale. Yeah. Pretty disgusting.
Yeah. So there you go. I finally read it. I feel gross, but you know what? People need to know that this is what people say, and y'all trust them?
Yeah.
Some people out there, that's who you trust for your content? Really? Okay. Yeah.
First of all, don't trust people that don't put their name on things to begin with. And then the people that do put their names, if they're going to put stuff like this out on other comments, definitely don't trust.
Yeah. Let's keep going. More receipts. Expect Bama to be ranked every preseason and fade away as we get into SEC play. Don't see Bama making the WCWS for the foreseeable future until Murphy retires. Well, there's always baseball. RTR anyway. Tom, where did Alabama finish the year?
At the Women's College World Series.
Okie dokie.
That was this year.
Moving right along. Chemistry won't win the SEC or make the World Series. You've got to hit the dang ball at some point. Season after season, no offense. Somebody replied and said, I agree. Baseball, softball is only sport. The chemistry does not matter. You can't tell me different. You have to hut by yourself, pitch by yourself, throw by yourself. It's not basketball or football or hockey. Stop. False.
Totally wrong.
If it's not for chemistry, if it's not for culture, you're not making it to OKC, let alone out of regionals. And we've seen that. We've seen that here. We've seen that at other places. We've seen that this year. We've seen that in past years. Chemistry is arguably the biggest piece that you need to get to the Women's College World Series and beyond. Oklahoma is not what they are if those people on that roster don't care about each other.
I would say for Alabama in particularly, Alabama's 22 team was probably more overall talented than both 23 and 24. But something went off chemistry-wise at the end of the year in 2022, and they didn't make the World Series. 23 and 24 did. And they had, you know, some of the best chemistry that we've seen for Alabama. So that's just another stupid comment.
More. This team will be lucky to make a regional. They did.
Right. Made it further than a regional, actually.
Yeah.
They won the regional. The amount of times, like, that people kept doubling down every time Alabama won a game. So, well, they'll lose the next one. Well, they'll lose the next one. You heard it here first. Southeastern will beat them next in the next game. Like, why is that your go-to if you're an Alabama fan? This is the thing. All these people, at least from what they are portraying themselves to be online, are Alabama fans.
Yeah.
Which is what pisses us off more than anything.
I have more.
No, please.
This will be our last ranking of a top 20 this year. That was after A&M.
Mm.
False. Continuing. Remember this exchange? So I tweet out every day.
Yeah.
Every game day, this is how you can listen, this is how you can watch, this is how you can pay attention, links, whatever. Somebody replied, no, thank you. I've had enough. Okay. Sorry that you missed the run to the World Series.
You're right. I hope you stuck to that. That's actually.
Yeah. After Arkansas game 3, it boils down to knowing the fundamentals of softball. Murphy has lost his touch and these girls have no idea what they are doing. I say scrap the whole program.
Yeah.
Find a coach and players who know how and want to win. We are the laughing stock of softball and this team and coaches are accepting it.
Wow.
I mean, damn.
Just if we shut down the program, if any team shut down their program after a bad loss, like, no programs would exist.
Mm.
Sometimes it's a bad loss. But I think we showed by the end of the year, Murph knew what he was doing.
It was fine.
Teams seemed to know what they were doing.
Yeah, they found it.
Yeah.
They didn't have it all year.
No.
They found it at times, but they found it at the very end. Sure. That's what you want.
And I promise you, the players wanted to win the whole time.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like, we'll wait.
Right.
Let's really rile them up. Would be funny, though.
Mm.
This team sucks this year. It's past time to get rid of Murphy. Didn't suck? No, well, it's not.
No.
How about this? They're awful. If you want to support the SEC, watch LSU, Tennessee, Missouri. Hell, watch Texas, UCLA, Stanford, or anyone else. You want good softball? Avoid watching Bama and the Gators this year because they are hilariously bad.
Wait, which two teams are hilariously bad?
Bama and the Gators. But if you want to support the SEC, Tom, watch LSU, Tennessee, Missouri.
Of those five teams, which ones made it to the Women's College World Series and which ones didn't?
Well, based off this, I would say LSU, Tennessee, and Missouri surely made it to OKC.
You would be incorrect.
Whoa, what?
Alabama and Florida, who were horrible,
hilariously bad,
and awful, They're the ones that made the World Series. LSU, Tennessee, Missouri did not.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That is a rough one.
Stray for Florida. But Timmy, I got you, bro. We're good. I got your back.
For right now, we got your back.
How about this? With the way they have been playing recently, I made the comment to my husband that I believe my niece and her varsity squad could outpitch and out-hit Bama and beat them.
Can we stop with this?
He told me I was crazy. We ripped that one apart.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are
crazy. Come on. Come on, people. Come on.
Tennessee, regular season game 2.
Okay. Tough loss.
Tough loss. Last home game for seniors. That went fast. Too bad they will not be playing here in the NCAA tournament. Tom, where did Alabama play in the NCAA tournament?
They played at home for regionals.
Cool.
Which is part of the NCAA tournament.
This team has no business in the tournament. They don't deserve it. No moral victories. You win to earn it.
What does that mean?
Alabama earned it.
Yeah.
By winning. They did not win that game. They won the next game. And that was a big reason why they hosted a regional.
Right.
Talk about one that aged poorly, not just in the immediate, but also delayed.
Yes.
UT will break the brooms out tomorrow. Until changes are made, everyone might as well get used to this.
Yeah.
Well, Tennessee didn't sweep the next day. Alabama
they
won.
They did.
And then who won the Knoxville Super Regional, Tom?
That would be the Alabama Crimson Tide. Came away with the 2-1 victory over Tennessee.
Can't fix it. This season, it's 2-1 late. We have become a doormat. After today, I hope Greg Byrne meets Murphy in the dugout and fires him. Time for him to go. That's all after losing to, at the time, number 2 Tennessee. 2-0.
Right. The number 2 team in the country.
Man.
With the best 1-2 punch in pitching in the pitching circle of anybody. And Alabama didn't have the person who ended up being the home run leader on the team playing in that series. And Bama still found a way to win one game, which was why, before Super Regionals, I picked Alabama to beat Tennessee. Because Alabama found a way to do it without their best pieces.
Me too.
In the regular season.
After Auburn game 3.
Oh, no.
Murphy, please resign, please. Thanks for everything. You lost it. It's okay. I did kind of love how that looked like just like a quick text. I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, my guy here is just like, hurry.
Right.
I'm afraid Murphy has lost this team.
That's the opposite of what happened, actually.
I don't believe I've seen an Alabama softball team this bad. Quit watching when coach took LSU job, then Alabama hired him back. So you missed the natty?
Right. How are you still posting in 2024 if you haven't watched since 2011?
I don't know.
Like,
it's a long time to not pay attention but care about something.
Find another hobby.
Wherever they play in the NCAA tourney, they will lose 2 and be done. Complete joke. Win 1 GD series all year. Okay?
Yeah.
Most disconnected team I have seen at Bama. Bama needs to hire new coaches for next year. This season has gone to the birds.
No, they're birdering people.
the bird. Ma'am, did you just say the bird caused a gas station to explode?
How?
After the SEC tournament, I'd appreciate it if we just got left out of a tournament, save the ladies any further disappointment.
Jeez, what a miserable way to look at things.
Wow, I'm really glad the committee didn't decide to do
that. Right.
Because there was no further disappointment or embarrassment.
One thing that this segment always finds are just the most miserable people on earth.
I mean, really?
Just, I mean, goodness.
Speaking of, we are just miserable to watch. No, you're just miserable watching.
We played 2 games. It was 1 game, but we played the equivalent of 2 games.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean,
I actually had a good time. We had a fun broadcast. The end wasn't great.
We got to leave Auburn early. That's never a positive.
The journey was exciting.
Right, yeah, sure.
It was a fun 4 hours. If I was Bama, I would decline the embarrassment of playing in OKC. That was after the SEC tournament. You don't just go to OKC. No.
Which has been my point. I think there are so many people that think that the World Series is the only part of the tournament.
It's not.
No. It's actually really hard to get the Women's College World Series.
Indeed.
That's the Elite Eight. Making the tournament is regionals. There's 2 weeks of that. 2 weeks before World Series regionals. Then there's Super Regionals, which is the Sweet 16. And then there is the World Series, which is the Elite Eight. Just making it to the Women's College World Series is not a given.
Mm-hmm.
That I think there is a disconnect there where there are people that really don't understand that. And some of that is because Alabama goes more than they don't.
Right. I have no more confidence in Patrick Murphy in this team. This team is really bad, no matter what lens you're looking through. This one's weird. Bama too soft, no hits, no catch, too pretty? The worst I've seen in Bama SB. Huh?
He's just saying words. Like, they're not, that's not a sentence.
They actually look like a little league softball team. They can't be in the regional tournament. There's no way they can make the tournament this year. I hate to say it.
Totally incorrect.
After the selection show, complete and utter joke to reward this team a regional host just shows you that money is what it's all about. Clemson will win the regional. Tom, who won the regional?
Alabama did and never played Clemson. And money had nothing to do with it.
So this is where it ends for Murphy with an E. At home, support the girls, RTR, but he will blow it against Clemson.
Never played Clemson.
If Murphy didn't reinvent himself and stop relying on shutting out people, we won't go very far anymore. The game has changed. They'll lose to Clemson. How in the world they're hosting, I will never know. Well, that's going to be embarrassing.
It was not.
It was not.
I actually had a good time.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Supers. We read a lot of those after the regional off the wall. Let's go to Supers. Right. After game one. That's about a wrap for the year. Blew their chance. RTR. Thank you for the fan.
Wow.
But wow. Just sad how bad this team is and don't care about anything else.
Who doesn't care?
I don't know.
That'd be more specific, sir, with your ridiculous statements.
Pack up and go on back to Tuscaloosa if that's the best y'all are going to do.
First of all, no, because there's a lot of restaurants we still have to go to in Knoxville.
We would not have been to the Kennedy.
Right. And second of all, It's the number three team in the country.
And it's a best of three series.
Right. It was an upset for Alabama to win that series. So I don't know what the expectations are for people when this series happens. But continue.
After game two against Tennessee, I love watching these ladies play ball, but I wish Coach Murphy would stop them from slapping the ball. Hit it hard and go. I know the ones doing it are fast runners, but unless it bounces extra high or ends up in the outfield, it's a wasted out. I guess I'm old school.
No, that's the opposite of old school. That's what softball was for so long, was slapping.
But I had rather see the bat swung hard and try to drive the ball down on infielder's throat.
Oh, geez.
Or a line drive to the outfield. Anyway, as long as the Bama ladies win, we can live with it, RTR. Tom, that post came after the win over Tennessee in game two of the Super Regional. How did that game end?
Kristen White with a slap.
Mm. With a what?
She slapped the ball.
Okay.
And got a big hop.
Great.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
That's exactly, that's how you win.
Oh my gosh. Let's go to OKC.
Oh no. There wasn't any off the wall after Alabama won the Knoxville region?
Well, there was one during the rain delay.
Oh no.
You know I'm willing to eat more crow, but this rain delay usually doesn't end well for Bama. Huh?
No, there was a whole documentary on it.
Bama SB, everyone. Check it out.
The national championship. They famously danced in the rain.
Mm.
They didn't let us dance in the rain. We danced in the soccer stadium.
Okay. The final two things from OKC that I've got, and then we'll let you go because I know you've got content as well.
Mm-hmm.
After Alabama, Florida was pushed off of ABC, devastating for me. I was so excited.
Yeah. That would be cool. It would have been the first time Alabama had ever been on network television.
Ever.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Somebody
shockingly, it rained in Oklahoma City.
I know. Stop me if you've heard this before.
Yeah.
Someone replied, I thought it was on ABC at 2. It is on my TV guide. Can they not make up their minds? I would like to know for sure. It was after Alabama announced the game would be moving to ESPN2 because it was like 6 o'clock local time.
Right. Yeah. Sorry that Alabama can't predict the weather and also that your cable company didn't instantaneously change what's coming up next on the TV guide.
It's not how it works.
That's not how that works. Yeah.
Last one after the loss to Florida. Tough one. Florida made a play.
Yep.
6-4. One of the final six. Knew we wasn't going to make it far. Heck, this team couldn't hit the broadside if a barn. We were lucky to have made it this far. Lucky wow. to have made it to the final six of the... Is that not far for people?
That's actually pretty far.
It's pretty far.
There are like 300 teams and you're in the final six.
In the last 10 NCAA tournaments, 28 teams have just made it to OKC, period.
Right.
And every year of the eight, two have to leave immediately.
Yeah. It's no fun being in one of those two, but you still are in the final eight.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
No.
And that's all I've got for the receipt reading. Now we can go into some of the other fun stuff.
Oh, geez. First off, the continued bringing up of players that have left, which, you know, again, was brought up when Kenley Cahalan went into the portal, which, again, best of luck to her. She's probably going to do well wherever she goes. But, you know, continuing to bring up people without also acknowledging that Alabama has brought in some really good people too. It's just really disingenuous because, yeah, Alabama has lost KB Sides, has lost Skylar Wallace, has lost Lexi Kilfoyle, has lost people that have done really good things wherever they went. But Alabama has also brought in, from the transfer portal, an SEC pitcher of the year in Sarah Cornell from Hofstra, an All-American pitcher in Kayla Bieber, and Ashley Prangy, Allie Shipman as well, who had some really big hits. Riley Valentine was from the transfer portal, and Alabama doesn't make the World Series without her this year. Shoot, Taylor Clark was in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Probably didn't have the career number she wanted, but was very instrumental in postseason success her senior year. Alabama has replaced people that have left with some really good people, you know, because that's what really good teams do. Because as we talked about, Oklahoma has had three people enter the portal where you just assume they're going to replace them and it's not going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Alabama has done a lot of that too. And it's interesting to see that the people that come in, like the Allie Shipmans, like the Ashley Prangies, like Kayla Bieber, they are more in, and their families are more in on Bama U than a lot of other people, than even the people who have been here their entire career at some points. So I think there's some element of they know where it is elsewhere and knowing what that Bama U culture is when they come in and accepting it, that I think some of the people, when they leave, it can be a grass isn't always greener on the other side situation. And also to say, like we talked about earlier, people go in the portal for many different reasons that are none of our business. But we're not going to mention names, but you and I, we both know of people in the list of people who have left Alabama since the transfer portal really became a thing, that left for reasons that had nothing to do with softball.
Right.
And nothing to do with Alabama. That loved their time at Alabama, but for personal reasons and for other reasons, had to make that decision. And if they were anywhere other than where they ended up, would have made that decision to go back where they needed to go. So again, having this thought of, you know, why people are doing things when you don't know them at all it's a really bad place to be coming from when you're making comments on people that are making decisions that are life decisions, even more so than softball decisions. I think it's pretty ridiculous to continue to bring up people that have left, despite the fact that Alabama is still succeeding without them. The final thing about Skylar Wallace, had Skylar Wallace not left Alabama, she is not playing this year.
No.
There is no scenario where Skylar Wallace is playing for Alabama this year, because the reason why she had a year of eligibility to play is because she's probably the last softball player ever who had to sit out a year after transferring. So she took an additional redshirt year that she would not have taken. So the man at risk, Skylar Wallace, was on this team.
Imagine Skylar right on Team 28. Well, we can't.
Because
never would have happened.
There's no scenario where Skylar Wallace is on Team 28.
None.
So that just shows your lack of knowledge of the situation. So that's my first one.
All right. I want to address one and then we'll go back to you.
Okay.
The idea that Alabama is on a quote, direct quote, clear path of destruction.
Oh, my.
I see these all the time. I see the path Alabama's going down. I see it. I see the path. I see the way this is going. Do you? What path is that?
Right.
Because I'm confused how you can go from making the World Series 70% of the time in the last 10 NCAA tournaments and be headed towards a path of destruction.
Right.
And we can probably use this to delve into what success means in college softball and then some other things as well. But I want to understand the signs that people are talking about here, because I don't see them. As somebody who covers the sport very in depth and talks to coaches across America, there's a reason that when we talk about the Twitter thing in just a minute, all people in softball, coaches, players, media people, they were like, this is insane.
Right.
So what path are you, the negative Alabama fan? What are you seeing that everyone who studies, plays, watches, coaches the sport of softball isn't? Help right. me understand that.
Yeah, there is no understanding it. Like you said, the people that, you know, cover the sport on a regular basis, people that play the sport on a regular basis, that coach the sport on a regular basis, they're not the ones saying anything. The people that are saying things are just randos on Twitter.
Yeah.
Their opinions are worth what they paid to be on Twitter, which is usually zero.
Yeah. haven't won an SEC regular season title in a little bit. Yeah, the SEC's gotten better, and scheduling luck is a big part of that, too. There are things that, if you pay attention, can probably explain a lot.
And Alabama, you know, they won the SEC in 2019. So who has won the SEC since 2019? There wasn't a champion in 2020. 2021 and 2022 are Arkansas. 2023 and 2024 are Tennessee. So are the other 11 schools also on a path to destruction because they haven't won the conference since 2019?
Notice we didn't say Florida.
Right.
They split it in 21, but Florida hasn't won an outright title in a little bit.
Right. They haven't won the national championship since 2015.
Uh-oh. My boy Timmy.
Oh.
Watch out.
Look out.
Or do you want to do it now? Or you proceed how you would like to see it.
And again, the players, the coaches, the media members, they're the ones that realize that what randos on Twitter say, you know, don't really make a whole lot of difference. Although there are some people that consider themselves a media member that might say something and then try to portray themselves as a victim when they get called out for it, which, again, this person has somewhat apologized, so I'm not going to call them out by name, but I'm sure most people understand what happened. So the comment was made, this was 11 minutes after the ending. We're still sobbing on air when this comment went
out. Was it 11 minutes?
11 minutes.
Oh, wow.
After the end of Florida, Alabama. The comment was
made. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't see this.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I would have been fired. I probably would have said something bad.
And the question, is it time for Alabama to move on from Patrick Murphy? It has been 12 years since their last national title.
Now, I'll add a little something. I put that in the document.
Right.
I do not have the space nor the memory to put everything that was in any of the soliloquies. Oh, right. And we'll get to that in a minute as well. But that was
the very first thing.
That was the opening stanza.
Right. And then, of course, this person was just drug across the coals for making, and then to come out with, well, I was just asking the question. No, you framed that question to get the response that you got. Because if you just wanted to ask the question is, what does Alabama need to do to get over the hump in the Women's College World Series? The question is not, should not be prefaced with, is it time to fire a guy that has been to 15 Women's College World Series, multiple Hall of Fames, and a national champion? The year that they made the World Series for the fourth time out of the last five World Series that have been.
Someone who writes and asks a lot of questions, you tell on yourself a lot with the answer you're trying to get. The way that first question is written, is it time for Alabama to move on from Patrick Murphy? That's because you believe the answer is yes.
Correct.
You can argue until the sun comes up that I never said it's time for Alabama to fire Patrick Murphy. But you did.
That's
because of the way that you posed the question.
100%. Because what you do is you ask the question, what does Alabama need to do to get over the hump? And then you let the clowns in the responses make the idiotic responses.
Right.
And then, you know, so many people responded to this person that I appreciate and would take their opinion on softball over pretty much anybody.
I mean, to like double down on Montana Fouts.
She can, and then argued with the people.
Is insane.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous behavior. To be like, no, Montana.
No, Haley McClinney, best player in the world.
And it wasn't just Alabama alums. And trust me, the alums showed up.
Yes.
Kaylee Tao was like, yo, you step to one of us, we all step up. And I respect it. There was a great tweet, though, from Auburn's Justice Perry. Graduated a few years
ago. Oh, wow. Justice Perry.
Justice Perry. I played softball at Auburn. Auburn, all caps. Yet this man was the first one by my side when I took a metal cleat to the head that should have ended my career. If you can't look past winning when he is cultivating a culture, you have no space in this conversation.
Wow.
That's a pretty powerful tweet.
That is. I did not see that. That's really cool.
I missed that until today, actually, as we record.
Yeah.
Dari Noka chimed in. Jimmy Colitis chimed in. Like, coaches, people respected in this sport.
Right.
Tara Henry, like, people who know what they're talking about chimed in. And the original poster was like, no.
Yeah, I'm going to double and triple and quadruple down on it. And then other things happen. One of those was I decided, you know what? I'm going to show the absurdity of this post by making a post of my own. Mm. And the post was...
This is where I get out my stats. Keep talking.
Okay. The post was, Mike White has now been, this was after game one, going into game two of the championship series, has now been to 6 Women's College World Series, 2 with Texas, and has never won the Women's College World Series. If they don't find a way to come back against Oklahoma, is it time for the Longhorns to move on from him? And then I referenced the previous quote. So there were some people that didn't realize that I was being sarcastic, which I understand sarcasm is sometimes lost on social media.
It's hard to type sarcastically.
Sure, right. I should have maybe did a hashtag sarcasm or something on there. So I had to talk some people down that were like, I can't believe you're talking about trying to fire Mike White. And I was like, exactly. This is referencing another post. You obviously don't fire a coach that continuously makes the Women's College World Series. That's ludicrous, which is why I made the post that I made. But the fact that there were people saying, yes, fire Mike White, was also off the wall and ridiculous.
People were like, I see what you're doing, but also, yeah. And I said, hold up.
Wait, what? No. What? If the standard is you have to not only make it to the Women's College World Series, but win it on a regular basis to hold on to your job, everyone not named Patty Gasso should be fired. Right now.
Stat time. Since 1997. What year was that, Tom?
That was the year that Alabama began as a program.
The following teams have won at least one national championship in softball. Oklahoma, UCLA, Florida State, Florida, Alabama, Arizona State, Washington, Arizona, Michigan, California, Fresno State. It's 11 teams. 11.
Yes.
Since 1997, 11 different teams have won a national championship.
And obviously several of those have won multiple.
Yes. That's crazy. We talk about parity all the time, but you know, it was interesting. I was listening to the Texas OU broadcast, and Beth Bowens brought up a great point. Oftentimes when we discuss parity, we really are talking about it outside of a dominant team. In the 90s, it was Arizona. In the early 2000s, it was Arizona and UCLA and kind of the pack. And then as things move westward, kind of after Michigan won that title in 05, then we had for the first time in a while, true parity in the sport from like 05 to about 17. And then since then, it's kind of been the same three teams competing for a national championship since like 2018.
Right.
Oklahoma, Florida State, UCLA, with Texas trying, but not quite getting there.
And a little bit before that, actually, you know, 2012, Alabama wins. 2014, Florida beats Alabama. And then Florida wins 2 in a row. So even then, it was kind of the same group of people.
Yeah.
People forget that softball was a relatively young sport in the grand scheme of things as far as championships go. And that there have been so many just dominant programs that have, you know, used up a lot of the air in winning national championships, that the fact that Alabama has won is really remarkable. And the fact that Alabama continues to get there, you know, they've been there 15 times. The program's been around 28 years. That's more than half.
Mm.
And one of those years, there wasn't a tournament. And Alabama might have gone that year. We don't know.
Can we address next the getting to the World Series isn't good enough anymore
thing? Yes, because that's just dumb.
All right, you go first, and then I'll read some more stats, if I may.
Again, as we talked about, I think that there is a disconnect. There is people that think Alabama just makes the Women's College World Series every year. If you make the tournament, you make the World Series. No, there are 64 teams that make the tournament. Only 8 make the Women's College World Series.
Mm.
And, you know, Alabama, the fact that they've been there 15 times, including, by the way, the 4th year of the program. Can you imagine? Like, the 4th year of the program.
It took Duke, who's done a great job, 8 years.
Right.
Clemson.
Somehow has not made it.
We're still waiting on Clemson.
Right.
I don't know when that day is going to come, honestly. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. The thought that it's easy somehow or it's a sign of mediocrity to just make the World Series and not win it just is stupid. Like I said earlier, there would be nobody that would be mad if your men's basketball team made the Elite Eight 15 out of 28 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's basically what Coach K did.
That's basically what Gino Auriemma did, what Pat Summitt did.
Exactly.
And people weren't like, no.
Yeah, not good enough.
Not good enough.
Yeah. I mean, come on. And in another way, too, because people continue to bring back, you know, poor performances at certain parts of the year for Alabama. Was there anybody during the Final Four run for Alabama men's basketball that would say, yeah, but they were one and done in the SEC tournament?
Man, remember when they lost by 20 to Florida?
Yeah. No, I forgot totally.
Couldn't care less.
Didn't matter.
Who gave a rat's ass?
Zero people. Why do we care that Alabama was one and done in the SEC softball tournament when they made the freaking World Series?
People say making the World Series is easy.
Okay. So I assume everyone in the SEC has been there on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. I looked up the last 10 years. Really, the dominant stanza for the entire conference.
Right.
Because before 2014, it was like Alabama, Florida, Tennessee for the most part.
Yeah.
And maybe one team would pop in here. Georgia would have a year. LSU would have a year. But the league has been the best it's ever been the last 10 NCAA tournaments, 2014 to 2024. Here are the number of Women's College World Series appearances for every team in the Southeastern Conference.
In the last 10 years.
In the last 10 tournaments.
10 tournaments.
Cutting out 2020.
Okay, gotcha.
Arkansas, 0. Auburn, 2. Last in 2016. Georgia, 3. Last in 2021. Kentucky, 1. 2014. LSU, 3. 2017. Ole Miss, 0. Mississippi State, 0. South Carolina, 0. Tennessee, 2. Last in 2023. Texas A&M, 1. Last in 2017. Florida and Alabama have both been 7 times in the last 10 NCAA tournaments.
Right.
Like, that's a different level of success. But we're not talking about Courtney Dyfel and Beth Tarina and Karen Weekly and any of the, and Rachel Lawson and these other great coaches in the league who've been less. That doesn't make a lick of sense to me. And I, for the record, don't think we should be having a conversation about Beth Tarina, Rachel Law, none of those coaches.
Sure.
Because they've done phenomenal jobs.
Yeah.
But it's not easy to get to the promised land. When we go down on that field and when the team dogpiles, when everyone who's on the trip or is at Rhodes, wherever we are, when they're hugging and crying and saying, man, we did it. It's not out of expectation. It's out of joy because they understand how hard it is to get there. Yeah. It is hard to get to Oklahoma City. If it were easy, everybody would do it.
Right.
Simply put. And I don't understand how people don't recognize the accomplishment there. Now, there's a difference between making it to OKC and being like, we're good. We made it.
Right.
That's not okay.
And Alabama's not been in that spot. Like I said, even last year, when it would have been just a massive upset for Alabama to make any type of run in OKC.
Yeah. Tough side of the bracket.
Tough side of the bracket.
Montana's hurt.
Yeah. It would have been just unbelievable. Alabama was pissed that they didn't win.
Yeah.
You know, the expectation when you get there is to win. But at the same time, you can also appreciate the accomplishment of getting there while not being okay with not winning. But understanding it was a great accomplishment to be here, we can build on this. And like we talked about earlier on, that as upbeat of a postseason meeting as we saw, because Alabama understood this year, man, we got such great stuff to build on now. We are ready to go. This is not going to be the last time we are here. It's going to be amazing. So I think Alabama, as they stand right now, and I don't, like I said, I don't understand where this, you know, we see this decline. Was it an easy season? No, but that doesn't mean the program is on a decline.
Right, and that's the other thing here, is people don't seem to understand that there can be a middle ground. We talked about this earlier. I fully acknowledge that there were offensive issues and that this year was not perfect.
No.
Totally, I get it. No one gets it more than the people in the room. And we've got a foot in the room 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Like, we're part of the conversations. We're not part of the strategy sessions, no. But most of the time when the people in the room want to vent, they talk to us. We hear it all. We do. No one gets it more.
Yeah.
I promise you. But that doesn't mean that thing that was accomplished is negated. That's not how this works.
Right.
The story is an entire story. You don't get to pick and choose. Oh, you didn't like the writing here? Okay. That doesn't necessarily mean that the kick-ass twist ending isn't awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why people can't look at things with nuance. And the reason we read the receipts goes back to just that. Stop giving up.
Yeah.
Earlier in the year, I went on a bit of a rant slash plea. Talked about the difference between being a sunshine pumper and being a believer. how when you're a believer, you can see what is possible and you buy into that and you hope that you can get there because you know a team, a group of people is capable. Sunshine pumpers say everything's fine and it's the dog with the... No one has done that.
No.
No one is here doing that. But it's possible to acknowledge that, yeah, when there are shortcomings that will be addressed, and if they're not, we'll talk about it. That doesn't necessarily mean that everything always is awful. Sometimes things are good. And when those good things happen, you should celebrate them and not be pissed off that your favorite team actually reached an important milestone in that sport.
Yeah. A season's not always going to go according to plan. It's not just going to be easy all the way through. Very rarely does that happen, actually. There were dips during the 2012 season. Again, if you watch Bama SB documentary, they talk about some struggles they had during that year. But those struggles are what can forge the team to go on the run that they go at the end of the year. That's what happened this season. But what, you know, what fun is it to say, ah, they're not any good and just you know, give up? Like I said, belief this year was probably as important as it's ever been for Alabama, because they had that belief when there was not a whole lot of evidence for them to have that belief.
And a lot of people joining them in their corner.
Sure.
And that's the other part of it. Why as fans you don't quit, because then you become the butt of a joke.
Like what's happening right now. The reason why I have this segment.
But you know what? Like, we fully acknowledge when Alabama lanked, a lot of that was to their own fans.
Yeah, which is not the way it should be. Today, sayers should not be in your own family.
No. And it's crazy to me. I'm sick and tired of dealing with it every year because it gets worse. And you know what? Actually, in the grand scheme, nothing in Alabama softball in the 8 years I've covered it has really changed. Stars have come. Stars have gone. Alabama's been to OKC. Alabama's won rings. Alabama's won events. Alabama's had a heartbreaking loss.
Because that's sports. That's what happens.
Welcome to the narrative. But I could draw up the maps of about 15 different high-level programs that have not had a road like that at all.
Here's the question I have to you. If you were Arkansas, would you rather have your back-to-back SEC championships or three trips to OKC?
OKC.
Even if you didn't win the World Series?
OKC.
Because that's the goal.
Yeah.
I gave Auburn fans grief in during the basketball season this year because they had just told me for a decade that making the Final Four was the be-all and end-all of establishment of a blue blood basketball program. That means that you have achieved it. Even though they did not win the Final Four that year, they did not win the national championship, but they made the Final Four and they had that over Alabama. But then Alabama makes the Final Four, and all of a sudden, oh, it's not really that big a deal. You got an easy road. You got the easiest number one seed, which, by the way, North Carolina, not an easy number one seed, but that's a different story. You had this road. Alabama did not have an easy road this year. Someone said it was that Alabama was lucky to play Tennessee in the Super Regionals.
I didn't feel lucky, did you?
They had to scratch and claw and fight for everything against a great Tennessee Lady Vol team. There was no luck involved in Alabama in their run through the regionals and super regionals to make the Women's College World Series. And whatever luck there was, it certainly wasn't in getting them the side of the bracket they did once they got to OKC.
Yeah.
Played a really good game against UCLA. UCLA got one more hit. Beat a very good Duke team to advance and ran up against a Florida team. One player got a really big hit. Alabama fought back. Fell just short. Had they won that game, they would have had to play Oklahoma and beat them twice. I don't know how that would have gone. The odds would not have been in Alabama's favor.
No.
But that's not luck. There's a reason why the favorite wins a lot in the Women's College World Series, because it's hard to pull upsets in the Women's College World Series because you have to beat them more than once. And yeah, just the standard and the continuous moving of the goalposts of the people that we are discussing on Off the Wall is what is so infuriating.
I mean, imagine looking our friend Kelly Torres in the eye, Duke catcher, and being like, World Series, no big deal. Yeah. Do you think that's how Duke felt? Even though they went 0-2. And I've talked to Kelly since then. That's not how they felt. Because making it to the World Series is a big ass deal.
Right.
It's important.
The majority of teams have never made it.
Now, people at home are saying, but it was Duke's first time. Well, now you're being disingenuous, because every time a team goes to Oklahoma City, it's somebody's first time on that team.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. You got to understand that what constitutes success in football does not constitute success in softball.
In other sport. In pretty much any other sport.
Baseball, softball, basketball, doesn't constitute it. Because there are different barometers for success in each sport. It's not all national championship or bust. If not, then shoot, there's nothing impressive about the careers of Monica Abbott or Cat Osterman, the two best pitchers of all time. I will finish up my part by saying this one last thing. There's a reason that we track everything. There's a reason that I have gone through sometimes the pain, honestly. Like, I see what people say about me online. That's part of it. I understand. Got a public job. Got a podcast. People can say whatever they want about you. But there's a reason that I go in toting my weapons, and I go in and I copy and paste, and I've done that since 2019. Because it is important to make sure that the idiots who make this fan base look bad understand that they're the idiots, and that we find a way to change the perception about Alabama. I mentioned this in a past pod. We got a perception issue at Alabama. Outside world, they kind of think our fans are morons because of the way they act on social media. And I understand that that's not how the majority of the fan base is, but that's by far the vocal minority. And that's oftentimes what people around the country see. So we got to find a way to combat this. We got to find a way to stop getting mad about things that aren't worthy about being mad about. There's so many things in the world that you can actually be upset about. I got plenty of reasons to be mad if I wanted to be. But Alabama making it to the World Series sure as hell isn't one of them.
Yeah. And as we said before, if it really bothers you so much, find another hobby. Like, you don't have to follow softball. If Alabama making it to the World Series and not winning it just isn't getting it done for you, go do something else. And also, it's okay not to comment. If you're upset, just be upset. You know, you don't have to spread your misery to everybody else. And there's nothing to be upset about. Well, if I had, we mentioned that. Alabama's in a really good spot.
Yeah.
Chronic migraine is 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine. It's not for adults with migraine with 14 or fewer headache days a month. It prevents, on average, 8 to 9 headache days a month versus 6 to 7 for placebo.
Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away, as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Ask your doctor and visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Honda. When you test drive the new Prologue EV, there's a lot that could impress you about it. There's the class-leading passenger space, the clean, thoughtful design, and the intuitive technology. But out of everything, what you'll really love most is that it's a Honda. Visit Honda.com/EV to see offers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.